Velkom for everybody. Good morning. Today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Aleph. We left off on daf Nun Amid Beis. We are at Tanan Hassam, four lines from the end of the page on daf Nun Amid Beis. They share sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Eli and Lishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Esther and Harold Lunar in memory of the 6 yard site of Julian Smith, Yehuda Ben Yisrael, and the Sham Shavan Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Eli and Brina Gantro in honor of the yard site of Eli's father, Dr. Mendel Gantro, Menachem Mendel Yitzchak Ben Rav Moshe Zalman. His yard site is today. The Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to do today is we're going to continue talking about the Chavite Kohen Gadol. And the first thing, the Gemara is going to have four different shitos as to the source, to the idea that preparing the Chavite Kohen Gadol is in fact a Docha Shabbos. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how much Shemen is in the Chavite Kohen Gadol. We're going to try to figure out, do we learn it from here? Do we learn it from there? Why not from the one place and not the other place? Then the Gemara is going to have a brisa that has an inherent stira relating to the amount of shemen. And we're going to have a large part of the daf is going to be three different explanations of that stira in the brisa. Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis is going to talk about who pays for the Chavite Kohen Gadol when there is no Kohen Gadol. Meaning, let's say the Kohen Gadol that we already discussed, if the Kohen Gadol dies and they appoint a new one, in between the morning half and the afternoon half. What if they don't appoint a new one? They still have the search committee. They're still getting the search committee together. They haven't yet figured out who the new Kohen Gadol is going to be. So we're going to have a couple of different opinions in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out what each opinion does with the source for the other opinion. So let's begin, four lines from the end of the page, on Daf Nun Amid Beis. Tanan Hasam. So we have a Mishnah later on in our Masechta. The Chavite Kohen Gadol Yishasan Varichasam Afiyasan Bifnim V'dochas Es HaShabbos. That the kneading and the arranging and the baking is done in the Azara, and you're allowed to do all those things on Shabbos. So, immediately, how do I know that the Lisha and the Aricha and the Afia is Docha Shabbos? I mean, we're not asking, how do I know that it's Bifnim? The Minan immediately is going on the fact that it's Docha Shabbos. The Gemara is really asking two questions over here, the Karanora points out. It's really asking, from where do we learn that the mitzvah HaKravis Chavite Kohen Gadol is Docha Shabbos, and also why is the Lisha and Afia Docha Shabbos if you could have done the Me'etmal? We're going to see that there are four terutzim, but the terutz of Rav Huna and Rava is Miyashev, why you could not have possibly done them from the previous day. And Tandabe Rabbi Shmuel and Abaye bring the makor for the fact that that it's Docha Shabbos. So it sounds like it's one question with four answers. Karen Ara says, might be two questions with two answers to each question. So that's how you parse it all out as we go through the answers. So answer number one, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, as far as the Minchas Chavitin, the Torah says, Tufine. It says, Tufine Minchas Patim. So Toafena, Noa. That means that you should bake it in a way that it's going to be really good. V'yafi l'me'atmal inashvala. But if you bake it the previous day on Erev Shabbos, it's going to be exposed to the air, and then it's going to not be so good anymore. It's going to be stale. So it's not going to be Noa. Maskefla Rav Yosef, Ema de Kovish Lebiyarka. You ever hear of a Ziploc bag? Says Rav Yosef. There are ways to keep things fresh. They didn't have Ziploc bags, but they had vegetables that they could somehow preserve it in, where it's somehow going to stay fresh. So it's not going to be such a problem. So Debei Rabbi Shmuel taught that it says by the parsha of the Mincha that it says Al Machvas Bashemen Te'oseh. So we darshan Te'oseh Vafilu B'Shabbos Te'oseh Vafilu B'Tumah. That Te'oseh means that you're allowed to make it on Shabbos, you're allowed to make it Petumah, you're allowed to do all of these things. Petumah means when the Kohanim are Temeim. Tosos raises the question, Dibra Maskel Te'oseh, how do you have two different drushas from the same word? So Tosos says, because whenever you have two possible drushas to make, you try to figure out which is the stronger of the two drushas, and you assume that's the one that the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to derive from the Torah. But when they both have equal strength, and there's no way to choose one over the other, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you, make both drushas, that you're supposed to derive both halachos. Abaye Omar, third answer, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, by the Minchas Chavitin, Solas Mincha Tamid. So since it says the word Tamid, we learn, Harehi Ke Minchas Tamidin. Just like the Minchas Tamid is Docha Shabbos, so too the baking of the Chavite Kohen Gadol is also going to be Docha Shabbos. How do I know the Minchas Tamid is Docha Shabbos? Because in the Parsha of the Korbanos HaKorban Shabbos, it says, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato, al olas hatamid. So the tamid is also docha Shabbos. And then the fourth answer, Rava Amar, that the pasuk says al machvas melamed shetu'un akli. That tells me that you need a machvas, that you need a kli shares. V'yafi lameyet maliv salabelina. Ooh, once you put it in a kli shares, you're going to bake it on erev Shabbos. It's going to be pasul belina, because once something is niskadish b'kli shares, it cannot be left overnight. By leaving it overnight, it becomes pasul belina. Tanya kavase de Rava. We have a brisa that supports Rava's approach. Al machvas melamed shetu'un akli. Al machvas tells me that the mincha requires a kli shares. So you see, like Rava, that the mincha needs to be done in a kli shares, and mainly if you bake it on erev Shabbos, it becomes pasul belina. So says the Gemara, how do I know how much oil to put into the chavite kohen gadol? It says al machvas ba shemen. So that word is telling me lahosif la shemen, to add shemen to this mincha more than you normally would to any other mincha. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying, that since it's an extra word, and most minachos, other than the minchas knos and minchas chote, which don't require shemen because it's dafka meant to be a bad mincha, most minachos require shemen. So by saying ba shemen, it's telling me more shemen than you would have thought. Ven yodei kama, but I don't know how much more shemen or how much shemen you're supposed to put. So Reini done. So we figure out Nemar kan shemen. It says by minchas chavitin shemen. V'nemar la'alon b'minchas nesachim shemen. And by minchas nesachim it says shemen. So mala halon, just like by minchas nesachim, it's shloshes lugin the isaron. It's three log of shemen for each isaron of flour, which is the shear of a rova hahin. So afkan. So too by the chavite kohen gadol, shloshes lugin li isaron. It's three log of shemen for each isaron of flour. O kalech l'derech zo. Or maybe we can learn from somewhere else that Nemar kind of says Beilech Chavite Kohen Gadol Shemen VeNemar BeMinchas Nidava, and when someone is Mindadev Mincha, the Torah says Shemen. Well, Mala Alan Log Echad, just like over there, it's a Log Echad that the shear of Shemen that's put on a regular Minchas Nidava, we're going to see later in the Masechta, is one Log Afkan. So to Beilech Chavite Kohen Gadol, maybe it's also Log Echad. So near the Midoma. So we have to figure out, okay, where do I want to learn from? Do I want to learn from Minchas Nisachim, or do I want to learn from Minchas Nidava? So says Gemara, well, which one is it more similar to? You're obviously supposed to learn from the Parsha that's more similar to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Well, which one is more similar? So Danin Tavshat Mi Tavshat, that we'd rather Darshan Tavshat from Tavshat, and the Gemara is going to explain what that is. I'd rather learn Minchas Chavitin from Minchas Nisachim, because they have a number of halachos that are similar to one another that are summarized in the Rashi Tevis of Tav Beis Shin Tes. What is Tav Beis Shin Tes? Tadir. They're both brought every single morning, every single evening. Right? Karman Tamid and the Minchas Chavitin are brought twice a day, every single day. And Docha Shabbos, the Docha Tuma. So the Shin is that it's Docha Shabbos. The in the parentheses it's Ba'achova, that would be the base. But Docha, some are not Goris the base. They just have Tashat. That's the Birchas HaZevach has a Girsa of Tashat, and later when we go in the other direction, he's also going to have only a three-letter nutrikin, because if one has more than the other, then that's also a giveaway which way to darshan it. So Docha Shabbos and Docha Tuma. It's also Docha Tuma. But Minchas Nedava is not Docha Shabbos and is not Docha Tuma. And I cannot learn from Minchas Nedava, which doesn't have any of these halachos of Tavshat. Or maybe we should go in the opposite direction and say that we should learn from Minchas Nedava, because Danin Yagil Mi Yagil. And again, the Birch Sazevich says Yagel, not Yagil, because it's three, not four. What does Yagil stand for? So Yachid, that they're Karbonos Yachid, not Karbonos Sibur. Beglal Atzma, that's the Gimel. They don't come together with a zevach. They are independent karbanos, and then perhaps yayin, and then levona. That both of them require levona. They ain't done yagil, misha'enu yagil, and we learn minchas chavitin, which which has these halachos of Yagil from Minchas Nesachim that doesn't have the halachos of Yagil. So the Gemara explains how much oil you're supposed to add to the Minchas Chavitin. Rabbi Shalom Rosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, meaning that we're at the stalemate right now. We don't know where to learn it from. So since there's a suffix, which way to learn it? So it says by Minchas Chavitin, Solas Mincha Tamid, Harehi Lecha Kiminchas Tamidin. It uses the word Tamid, so we see that it should be like the Minchas Tamidin. Ma Minchas Tamidin Shloshes Lugin Yisaron, just like Minchas Tamidin is three log for each Yisaron of flour. Avzo Shloshes Log Li Yisaron. Over here also is three log for each isaron of a flour. So now the Gemara brings another way of understanding the two sides of the suffix of how much shemen you're supposed to have in the Minchas Chavitin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Riba Kan Shemen, the Torah says you should be marba shemen in the Minchas Chavitin, v'riba b'minchas kvasim shemen, and it says by the Minchas Kvasim that you should have more shemen than other menachos. So mala, just like by the Minchas Kvasim, it's shalosh lug in the isaron, it's three lug for each isaron, afkan, so too by the Minchas Chavitin, Shloshes Lugin Yisaron. It's three lug for each Yisaron of flour. Oh, Kalech L'Derech Zo. Or maybe I should learn it from elsewhere. That Riba Kan Shemen. It says Shemen by the Minchas Chavitin. V'Riba B'Minchas Parim Ve'Elim Shemen. And it says by the Mincha that's brought together with the par and the ayil that a person is Makriv B'Nedava. It says Shemen. Please, by the Parshas Nedava, it says V'Hikriv Al Ben Abakar Minchas Solesh Shloshes Esronim Balul B'Shemen. Chatziahin. So you have three esronim for a chatziahin, which is six log, so two log for each isaron, not three log for each isaron. So if I'm going to learn from the parim and elim, it's going to be two log per isaron. Malalan shnei lugin li isaron, afkan shnei lugin li isaron. So I should learn that it's two log for each isaron. So which one? Nira lemidoma. Dine mincha haba'a isaron, mi mincha ba'a bi isaron. I'd rather learn Minchas Chavitin, which is only one Isaron, from a Mincha that's also an Isaron, which is the Minchas Kvasim. Ve'ein dan Mincha Ba Isaron, mi Mincha Ba Shnayim Ushlosh Esronim. I'd rather not learn the din of a Mincha that's one Isaron from a Mincha of Parim Ve'elim, which is two or three Esronim. So I use the amount of flour as the basis. That once I have the same amount of flour, now I have a basis for comparison, and now I know how much oil to put in the Minchas Chavitin. So says Gemara, well, wait a second. Ha gufa kasha. The Braisa was a stira mineu bei. Because Amrit, the Braisa began by saying, Bashemen, lahosif lashemen, that from the fact that it says Bashemen, it teaches me you're supposed to add extra oil. V'hadatani nemer kan shemen nemer minchas nedava shemen. And then we said, well, by minchas nedava it says shemen. There's no added extra shemen by minchas nedava. The Torah just tells me by minchas nedava that you need shemen, but not that there's extra shemen. So how can you learn from minchas nedava once I've already been told by minchas chavitin that there's extra shemen by minchas chavitin? So the Gemara has three different ways of explaining this brisa. So number one, Amar Abaye man tana bashemen lahosif Rabbi Shimon hi. Who's the Tana that says that from the word bashemen we learn that there's extra shemen in the Minchas Chavitin? That's Rabbi Shimon, who says at the end of the brisa that we learn from Minchas Nesachim, where you have a lot of extra shemen. Ubedina man kamahader. But the rest of the brisa, where the brisa discusses that maybe we should learn from Minchas Nedava, that wasn't Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael talking to Rabbi Shimon. That how do I, Rabbi Shimon is basically saying, you're telling me Bashemen tells me that I'm supposed to have extra Shemen. How do you know? Maybe Bashemen does not tell me to be Mosif Shemen. Maybe Bashemen just tells me that there's Shemen, not that there's extra Shemen. And mainly you can learn from Minchas Nedava that it's only one log of Shemen. So Rabbi Shimon says, I'd rather learn from Minchas Nesachim because both of them are Tashat. They're Tadir, they're docha Shabbos and the docha Tumah. And Rabbi Shmuel says that Minchas Nedava also has something, the three things in common. That it has Yagel, that it's a Yachid, and it's Beglal Atzmo, and it requires Lavona, and therefore you can't learn from Bashemen that it's to be Koveh Shemen, but rather from Masolas Mincha Tamid, we darshan that it's like a Minchas Tamidin that requires three log. And Rabbi Shimon then goes back and says that to be Koveh Shemen is unnecessary. The pasuk doesn't need an extra word to tell me that you have Shemen in the first place. That I learned from Al Machvas. So it must be Bashemen is telling Lahosif Shemen. And don't tell me to learn from Minchas Nedava, because Bashemen is coming, tell me extra Shemen. By Minchas Nedava, there is no extra Shemen. It's just Likvoa Bashemen. So that's the first way of understanding the Brisa, that it's two different opinions. It's Rabbi Shimon who says that it's extra Shemen, and it's Rabbi Yishmael who says no extra Shemen. It's a question of how much Shemen it requires, but not that there's some excess amount of Shemen. Second approach, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishua Amar Kula Rabbi Shimon Rosh Rabbi Yochum Ambroki. The whole Brisa is assuming like Rabbi Shimon Rosh Rabbi Yochum Ambroki. V'achi Kamar. Here's how to read the Brisa. It says, Bashemen, Lahosif LaShemen. That means that there's going to be extra Shemen. How do I know that? Because if we're only coming to tell me that there is some amount of oil, lo tzaruch, I don't need a pasuk for that, because kiven dechsiv ba al machvas kiminchas machvas damya. Once it says al machvas, I already know it's like a minchas machvas, which requires a log of shemen. Oh, I know. Or maybe you say that the Torah says ba shemen el lekvoa la shemen, not that there's extra shemen, but that there's shemen to begin with. Ah, you already have al machvas to tell me that there's shemen to begin with. Di lo kas rachmana ba shemen have a minitavi kiminchas chote. No, had the Torah not said Bashemen, I would have thought that the Minchas Chavitin is like the Minchas Chote, that doesn't require Shemen at all. That I would think Minchas Chavitin maybe is one of those rare Minachos that doesn't get any Shemen, like the Minchas Chote, where we try to make it an ugly Mincha, or a cheap Mincha, an unappealing Mincha, and that's why it doesn't have any Shemen. So that's why I need Bashemen just to tell me that it gets any Shemen at all. So Hadar Amar, then Rabbi Shmuel says, Tavi Nami Lekbal Hashemen. Even if the pasuk is just telling me likaboa shemen tasty medina, I could still learn from a gezeira shava to minchas nesachim that it needs three log of shemen, and therefore v'dandina. Rabbi Shmuel wanted to learn minchas nesachim requires three log of shemen because minchas chavitin is similar to it in tashat in the tafshin test. So v'lo asilei. However, because of the pircha in that limud that you can learn from minchas nedava, which requires only one log of shemen, and it has three things in common. It has yagel in common, so maybe you don't learn the shir of the minchas nesachim. Va'atzruch hakra solus minchas mincha tamin, and therefore I needed the pasuk of solus mincha tamin to tell me that it has the same din like a minchas tamidin that requires three log. Kidim esayim Rabbi Shmuel milsei, like Rabbi Shmuel concludes the brisa that you need to learn from solus mincha tamin. So Rabbi Shimon is coming to tell me that from the word bashemen we learn to be Mosif Shemen, and Mimela we don't learn from Minchas Nedava, we learn from Minchas Nesachim, but one could have learned from Mincha that's ba in Parim Ve'elim that you need two log of Shemen, and that's why he says no, Isaron Isaron, that Isaron Mishnayim Ushlosha Esronim, you don't learn Isaron from a thing that has two or three Esronim, you only learn Isaron from something that has only one Isaron, like we saw at the end of that second Brisa. Rabba Amar, a third approach is that Kula Rabbi Shimon. It's all Rabbi Shimon. V'ilu lo ne'amar ka'amar. And what he means to say is, had it not said what it said, so v'alchi kamar. Here's how Rabbi Shimon reads it. Bashemen, it says al machvas bashemen lo hosif lo shemen, that you have to have extra shemen. De'i l'kvoa lo shemen, and I'll prove it to you, because if Bashemen was just telling me that you need shemen to begin with, lo tzarech, I don't need a pasuk for that. Kivin d'chsiv ba al machvas k'machvas damya. It says al machvas, so it should be like a minchas machvas that requires shemen to begin with. Va'ad shlo yomar bashemen yesh li bedin. Now why do I need bashemen? I could learn from minchas chavitin that it requires extra shemen because I can learn it from Minchas Nesachim, where there's extra Shemen, where it's three log for each Yisaron, Vidan Dina, and therefore Rabbi Shimon tries to demonstrate how I would have learned it without the word Bashemen, how Tav Shin Tes, the three Dinim of Tav Shin Tes, that it has in common with the Minchas Nesachim, would itself tell me that you need extra Shemen. But that doesn't work out, because Yud Gimel Lamed, it also has things in common with Menachos that don't require so much Shemen. So I cannot have learned it from there. And therefore, Va'atzucha Bashemen, it's all Rabbi Shimon explaining why I need the word Bashemen to teach me that you have extra oil over here. That he's closing off any other potential drasha that would teach me, that would land me with the same conclusion. So Hada Amar, and then he said, then Rabbi Shimon goes back and says, okay, I know you need extra Shemen, but maybe Tavi Kiminchas Parim Ve'elim. Maybe it should be like Minchas Parim Ve'elim, where there's also extra Shemen, but it's only two log for each Yisaron, rather than three log for each Yisaron. So Hadar Amar, that's why Rabbi Shimon says, done in Mincha Haba Yisaron, from another Mincha that's by Yisaron, and you don't learn a Mincha that only has an Yisaron of flour from Parim and Elim, which have two or three Estronim of a flour. So those are three ways to reconcile how it is that I could learn from Bashemen that there is Hosaf Es Shemen, and then deal with the rest of the Brisa, which says, maybe I should learn from here, maybe I should learn from there. What do you mean? Bashemen already told you, you have extra Shemen. So those are three ways to reconcile the beginning of the Brisa with the end of the Brisa. Okay, new Mishnah now, on the top of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Lo Minu Kohen Achar Tachtov. Let's say the Kohen Gadol dies, and they didn't appoint a new one in his place. So the position is vacant. Mishal Mihai Sakreva. Who would pay for the Minchas Chavitin? So it says the Mishnah, two opinions. Rabbi Shimon or Mishal Tzibur, the Tzibur pays for it. Rabbi Yehuda or Mishal Yorshin, the Yorshim are responsible for it. Now, only if they're Yoresh the Nechasim from their father, do they need to bring the Mincha of their father. Tos Yontov points out, Minchas Chinuch writes, no, even if they weren't Yoresh anything from their father, they have to bring the Mincha of their father. And even if he didn't leave any Banim, he only left Banos or other Yorshim, they also have to bring the minchas aviyam, or the mincha that their morish was responsible to bring. Meaning, the question is this an independent Yerusha, or is it a responsibility of Yerusha? Right, that's what the Achronim are dealing with. That is it that you have a Yerusha of money, so now, okay, you got the Yerusha, so you got to pay for what he was going to use that money to pay for. That comes along with the money that can be Yerusha. Or is it no, just like he's morish his money, he's morish this responsibility. Well, and if he didn't have any money, he was still morish this this responsibility, right? So, so that's a discussion. But either way, Vishlema Hisakreva, they would bring a full Isaron in the morning and a full Isaron in the evening. Not like the Kohen Gadol himself would do, where he'd bring a full Isaron and split it and do half in the morning and half in the evening. So the Gemara says, okay, what's each opinion based on? Tan Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol, Shemes Velo Minu Kohen Acher Tachtov. If a Kohen Gadol dies and they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol in this place, Minayin Shtei Minchas Hakreva Mishal Yorshin. How do I know that the Yorshin bring the Minchas Chavitin? So Tamalomer, the Pasuk says, so the mashmos of the pasuk is that if the Kohen Gadol dies, then the mincha comes from his banav, and until you have another Kohen Gadol to take his place. So Yachal Yakriven Chatzain. So I might think, okay, but do it like he did it. Half an Isaron Baboker, half an Isaron Be'erev. Talmud Omer, that's why the pasuk says, Osa. Kula v'lo chetzia, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's our Rabbi Yehuda darshins. That kula v'lo chetzia. Now, why is the father any different than the children? That the Kohen Gadol only brings chatzi yisaron, and they bring an yisaron shalim. So the chidushim amyuchasim l'rashba, he says that it could be that the Torah is chasal mamon Kohen Gadol more than the mamon of the yarshim or the tzibor because of the chibas Kohen Gadol. Meaning he's trying to figure out time of decro over here. He's saying, okay, granted, Osa teaches me in its entirety, and that you don't have mechze, that it's got to be of Nisarun Shalem. Fine, but why? Why would that be the case? So he says, because the Torah likes the Kohen Gadol a lot. We try to give a lot of cover to the Kohen Gadol, so we want to make sure that he's wealthy. That's a little bit like we discussed yesterday when we were talking about When we're talking about if the Ketores is the school of Rashirus, so how come the Kohen Gadol gets to do it all the time? Nobody else got to do the Yumadav Chavav. No one else got to do it more than once. But the Kohen Gadol gets to do it all the time. Yeah, the Kohen Gadol gets to do it all the time because we want him to be very rich. That's the preference, that the Kohen Gadol be a very wealthy man. Not just Stam because we want him to value money, but we want him to be totally independent. He can't be bought. He's someone who doesn't have to worry about these things. So that we're always going to favor the Kohen Gadol in these things. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Chak Olam. It says in the Pasuk, Chak Olam, Mishal Olam, that it comes from the Tzibur, not from his Yarshim, meaning it comes from the Olam. Khalil Tiktar, Shete Kula Baktara. And Khalil Tiktar teaches me that the whole thing gets burnt, that you don't have any Shirayim for the Kohanim to eat. So says Gemara, V'hai Kohanim Mashiach Lach Yudasa. Wait a second, does the Pasuk HaKohanim Mashiach come to tell me that when the Kohen Gadol dies, his Yorshim bring the Mincha? Hami Bayle L'chetetanya. We already need that Pasuk for what's taught in the following Braisa. Zeh Korban Aron Uvanav Asher Yakrivu LaHashem B'yomi Mashach Oso. So Yachal, you Aron Uvanav Akrivin Korban Echad. I might think that Aron Uvanav bring one Korban only on the day that they're Nimshach. Talmud Lomer, that's why the Pasuk says Asher Yakrivu LaHashem, that since it starts B'lashon Yachid by saying Zeh Korban, and then it says Yakrivu in the plural, that tells me that Aaron b'fnei atzmo, that Aaron brings his mincha independently each and every day. After all, his mincha is described as a mincha tamid ubanav b'fnei atzman, and the b'nei Aaron bring a mincha b'fnei atzman, which only happens once. That's on the day of their chinuch, of their initiation into becoming a kohen who does the avoda. So the Braisa says, from the fact that it says banav elu kohanim ediotos, that's a reference to Kohanim Ediotos that bring a mincha on the day that they're nischanich la'avoda. So the Braisa says, Atomer Kohanim Ediotos or Kohanim Gedolim. Are you sure it's about a Kohen Ediot? Or maybe it's about a Kohen Gadol that it's describing any time in the future that you have a Kohen Gadol. That's why it's plural. Kohanim Gedol. Any time, Lidoros, that a new Kohen Gadol is going to be appointed, he needs to bring a Korban Mincha. How do I know that a Kohen Ediot also on the Yom Chinucho brings a Korban Mincha on the day that he's initiated into the avoda, that he brings a Korban Mincha? So Kshuomer, Vakoin HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav, Hari Kohen Gadol Amur, that Kohen Gadol is already covered in the phrase Vakoin HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav, that the Kohen Mashiach that arises from B'nai Aaron Tachtav to take his place after he dies, he brings a Mincha. Hama'ani Mekayim Banav, then what do I do with the word Banav? Eilu Kohanim Ediotos. That's to tell me the Kohanim Ediotos bring their mincha on a day that they're nischanich la'avoda. So if that's the case, there's one long way of asking the question, how can we darshan the pasuk to teach me what Rabbi Yehuda is telling me, that it's that we use as the basis for minchas chavitin when the Kohen Gadol dies, if I already use this pasuk to tell me about the mincha that every Kohen brings biyom chinucho, and that every Kohen Gadol has to bring each and every day? Se'im kein, if the pasuk was only going to tell me about when the Kohen Gadol dies, that the Yorshim have to bring his mincha, then lichtov kra hakoin haMashiach tachtav banav yaaseh, and I would already know that when the Kohen Gadol dies, the Yorshim bring the mincha. My mi banav, what is mi banav? Why does it say? It doesn't say banav yaaseh. It says mi banav, an extra mem. Sham minatarti. So I could see that there are two drashas that could be learned from this pasuk. Both the drasha that when the Kohen dies, the Yarshim bring his mincha, and that every Kohen Mibanav brings a mincha on the day that he's mischanech la'avoda. So Rabbi Shimon, hai osa my avodai. Good. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with the word osa that Rabbi Yehuda darshins to tell me that a mincha that's ba'am in a Yarshim is brought shlema and is not brought l'chatzoyin, it's not brought half in the morning, half in the evening, it's brought a full isar shalem in the morning, full in the afternoon? So what does he do with the osa? So Rabbi Shimon learns that same din from Kalil Tiktar. So mi bayile, he'll use osa to tell me the Kohen Gadol shemeis, about a Kohen Gadol that dies, uminu acher tachtav, and they appoint a new Kohen Gadol in this place, shelo yavi chati yisarun mibeso velo chati yisarun shel rishon, that he doesn't bring a chati yisarun from his own house just to fill in the afternoon korban, nor does he use the chati yisarun that was left over by the guy who died that that day, he brings an isaron shalei mi beso, and he's only makriv half of it, and the other half gets ruined, gets destroyed, like we had in yesterday's daf. So Gemara says v'tepekle min umachatzisa. Couldn't you learn that from the word umachatzisa, meaning from the letter vav that the kohen gadol that's nismana before the Tamid Bein Arbaim has to bring an isaron shalem and he has to split it in half? So why does Rabbi Shimon need a different pasuk to make that same drasha that I learned yesterday? Well, very simple. Vav lo darish. Rabbi Shimon thinks a vav is not enough of a basis to make an independent drasha. So ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda who holds that when the Kohen Gadol dies and they did not appoint another one in his place, that they bring the Minchas Chavitin Mishal Yarshin Hai Chok Olam Mayavadle. What does he do with Chok Olam that Rabbi Shimon Darshan that if they didn't appoint a new Kohen Gadol, they bring the Minchas Chavitin Mishal Tzibur? So Mayavadle, what is he going to darshan from it? So what is Rabbi Yehuda going to darshan from Rabbi Shimon, from the pasuk that Rabbi Shimon used to tell me that it comes Mishal Olam, that it comes Mishal Tzibur? After all, Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't come Mishal Tzibur, it comes Mishal Yarshin. So how's he gonna, what's he gonna do with the phrase Chak Olam? So Chuka Li Olam Tehei, that this is a mitzvah that's Noeg Ledoros. So I asked the Gemara, Khalil Taktar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Khalil Taktar, which Rabbi Shimon darshaned to teach me that it's Kula Bahaktara Lamali, what's Rabbi Yehuda gonna learn from that phrase? Well, Mibai Lelicha Detanya, he'll use it for what's taught in the following Braisa, that the Torah says that Zeh Korban Aaron Uvanav Sheir Kivul Hashem B'yomim Mashachel So, that on the day that he's appointed, he's anointed, that he brings the following Korban, Asir Sefer Solz Mincha Tam Machziz Bog Machziz Ba'erev Khalil Taktar. So the din that you have to be makdu, the entire Mincha, is said with relation to the Minchas Chavitin. But then it also says, V'kol Minchas Kohen Khalil Tiyeh Lo Seachel, that a Minchas Nedava of any Kohen, if you eat from it, you violate a lav, so it all has to be burnt. So Ein Li Ela Eliona, I would only know that the Parsha, the first Parsha in the Torah, Minchas Kohen Gadol, which is the Parsha of the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, be Khalil Taktar, that it's included in that din, that it's entirely burnt. And V'tachtona, Minchas Kohen Hedyot, and I would only know about the Parsha that's written second, the Parsha of the Minchas Kohen Hedyot, below Seachel, that there's an Isser that you're not allowed to eat it. How do I know that the din that you're not allowed to eat it is not only by Minchas Kohen Hedyot, it's also by Minchas Kohen Gadol, and that the din that it's Khalil Taktar is not only by the Minchas Kohen Gadol, but it's also by the Minchas Kohen Hedyot, meaning to apply the mitzvah of Khalil Taktar that it says by Minchas Chavita Kohen Gadol to the Minchas Kohen Hedyot, to apply the Isser of Lo Seachel that it says by the Minchas Kohen Hedyot to the Minchas Kohen Gadol, Tamalomer Khalil Khalil Gzereshava, that it says by both of them Khalil, so it's Gzereshava. Nemrakan, it says by the Minchas Chavitin Khalil, Vinamralan Khalil. So Makan, just like by the Chavitin Bechalil Taktar, that it's a din that you have to be makterit entirely, Afla Alan, so to by Minchas Nedava, Bechalil Taktar, Umala Alan, and just like by the Minchas Nedava of a Kohen Hedyot, it says that you're not allowed to eat Litin Losa Seal Chiloso. So Afkan, so to Ben Minchas Chavitin the Kohen Gadol, Litin Losa Seal Chiloso. There's a Losa Se that you're not allowed to to eat it. Says Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara asks, does Rabbi Shimon hold that the din that you're makriv a Minchas Chavitin after the Kohen Gadol dies, Mishal Tzibur Da'oraisa? Does he really hold that's a din Da'oraisa? Meaning, we just showed where he gets it from a pasuk that how Chak Olam, so it's Mishal Olam, the world pays for it, it comes Mishal Tzibur, but that suggests that he holds it to Da'oraisa. But V'atnan, we have a Mishnah in the 7th parak of Masech HaShkalim, that Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Beis Din. There were 7 takanos of Beis Din. V'zeh Echad Mehan. And that which it says in the Mishnah over there is one of them, meaning that's just a quote from the 7th parak, self-referencing back to the 6th parak of Masech HaShkalim. That's not related to anything we've discussed, the Zeh Echad Mehem. But the Beis Din was also Masakein, Ovid Kochavim Shasholach Olasum Medina Siyam, that Rav Novik Chavim sends his Korban Ola from Medina Siyam, because we darshan the Gemara darshans later on Dafayin Gimel from the words ish that over the Chavim Marsholchem Nedarim Unudavos Ki Yisrael, that they're allowed to send Korbanos like Yisrael is allowed to. So shalach ima nisachim kraven mishalo. If he sends nisachim along with it, we use those nisachim. V'im lav, but if he doesn't send money for the nisachim, kraven mishal tibor. So then the tzibur pays for those nesachim, meaning we use Jewish money, right, tzibur money, in order to pay for the nesachim that are going to go along with the guy's carbon, because the guy didn't send along the money. That's so he sends a carbon, but he doesn't cover the expenses of his own carbon. So we cover the expenses of his carbon. V'chein ger shemes, and also that if a ger dies and he doesn't have any yorshim, v'niach zvachim, and he leaves some carbonos, halach is yeshlo nesachim, if there are nesachim that he had designated during his lifetime, meaning after he dies, everything becomes hefker. So it has to be something that he had designated during his lifetime. Rabbi Kiveger asks, well, if a Jewish person dies, we collect from the nesachim from his bank account. So why don't we say the same thing by a ger shemei? So we should collect from his bank account. And even if someone else was zocha b'nechse ager, we should collect from his nechasim because it was nishtabed. They already had a shibud on it, but for whatever reason we don't. So if he designated nesachim, then we'll use it. Vimlav, but if he never designated the nesachim, we do not go to his bank account. We do not have a lien on anything of his. So Kraven Mishal Tzibur, the Tzibur pays for it. The community pays in order to fund the nesachim of the karban that the ger was supposed to bring. Utnai Bezdinu, and there's also Utnai Bezdinu Kohen Gadol Shemes Velo Minu Kohen Acher Tachtav, that if a Kohen Gadol dies and they didn't appoint someone to take his place, Shetei Minchaso Kraven Mishal Tzibur, that the mincha is brought from the Tzibur. Now, Rabbi Shimon held that the din that you bring Mishal Tzibur is, according to the way we've been saying until now, is Daraisa. But over here you have Beferish, that it's not Daraisa, because this Mishnah in Shkalim was Amar Rabbi Shimon. And he says Beferish, that it's a Tanai Bezdin. So what do we do with that? So Amar Rabbi Yavo, Shnei Takanos Havu. The Rabbanan made two Takanos at two different times. Daraisa mid Tzibur. The truth is, Rabbi Shimon was right. Chak Olam teaches me, meaning our initial version of Rabbi Shimon, that it's a din d'oraisa, that the tzibur's got to pay it. That's a din d'oraisa. It's from a pasuk. It's from Chak Olam. Kivan d'chazu d'ka midcha kalishka, but they saw that the shkalim and the lishka were running low. The funds were running low because every year they had to bring menachos for kohanim that died. Meaning this was during the tikkufa of Bayisheni. Normally, you expect a kohen gadol to die once in a generation, and then you'll have you're not going to appoint. It's not like the appointment of gedolei hadar bismanenu. Where you have to be at least 95 till they can appoint you as the gadol hadar. They would use their seichel. And they would appoint a younger Kohen, and he was supposed to last for a while, right? That's the way it was supposed to be. But in Mikdash Sheni, they all kept on dying because there were more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim because none of them finished the year. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Tes, Ushnos Rosham Tikatzarna, there's a reference to Mikdash Sheni that it was the whole Mikdash was 420 years, and there were more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim during that time. So that was getting to be quite the expense if we kept on having it. They died obviously at some point in the middle of the day, so we kept on having to pay for the minchas nesachim that went along with the chavita kohen gadol. So takinu delete me yarshim. So they made a takana. You know what? Let's just collect it from the yarshim. It's too much. It's too much of a burden on the tzibur. Kivin the chazit to kapashiba. But then the Chum said that the yarshim were being poshea. They weren't bringing the minchas chavitin after their father died. I mean, remember, these fathers were dying because they themselves weren't the greatest tzaddikim. Some of their children weren't the greatest tzaddikim either. So they were all being poshea. So kumua daraisa. They said they made another takana to go back to the din daraisa. So that's the takana of going back to a din d'oraisa. Let's just do a little bit more. And we then said Val Parish Lo Yumol and Ba'afra. Another din in that mission in Shkalim of the seven takanos was that if someone uses the Efer Para Aduma, he doesn't have to bring a carbon mi'ila. So d'oraisa he. So it says, well, that's also d'oraisa. That's not a tonight based in. Detanya, because the Braisa Darshans from the Parsha of Para Aduma. This week is Parsha's Para? Yeah. This week? Yeah, okay, good. That's a Daf Yomi coincidence. We don't have a Purim coincidence, but we have Parshas Parah. So, Chatas hi, Malamit Shema Olinba. So, we see that there's Mi'ila in the Parah Aduma. He, from the word he, we darshan Ba Moalin, Ba Afara Ein Moalin. That you can violate Mi'ila on the Parah, but not in the Efer of the Parah. So, you see that it's a Din Daraisa. It's not a Tanai Bezdin. So, Ravashi Shtei Takanos Hava'i. That there were two Takanos at two different times. Daraisa Ba Moalin, Ba Ephraim Moalin. On a Daraisa level, there's only Mi'ilah on the Paraduma and not on the Efer. Given the Chazukah Mizalzliba, once they saw that they were being Mizalzal in the Efer Apara, the Ka'avdi Minei Lemakasan, and they were using it as a refuah for whatever makal, whatever wounds they had, so Gazube Mi'ilah, they made a Gzeira that it's a violation of Mi'ilah to use the ashes of the Paraduma. Given the Chazukah Parshi Misvei Kaza'os, now then the Chum saw that since they were Gozer Mi'ilah on the Efer Apara, people who were Tami Mason Misafek weren't bothering themselves to try to be Mitar themselves, because they would rationalize, maybe I'm not Tame, I'm only a Safek Tame, so maybe I don't really need it anyway. So Kmua Daraisa, they said, you know what, we can't discourage people from bringing a Parah Aduma, so they went back to the Daraisa, that you violate Mi'ilah with the, that you don't violate Mi'ilah, rather, with the Efer Pari either. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the two dots on the top of Nun Beis Amad Aleph, Afreilich Purim, everybody.